Al-Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Al-Bayan Live on this fifth night of the Al-Hijjah. We are currently live from Al-Bayan Radio Studios in Belmore. I am Abu Abdurrahman, and I'm pleased to be joined by my dear brother, Safwan Dadoon. Assalamu alaikum, Safwan.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
It's good to have you once again live from Al-Bayan Radio Studios.
It's always good to be here.
Welcome to our Facebook viewers.
It's a pleasure to see you too.
And I think it's a pleasure for them as well.
Yes.
We have an action-packed program tonight, live on Al-Bayan Radio, as we've said many times, just emphasizing live. I think we overemphasized it, don't you think, Saf?
No, not enough.
Not enough?
Nope.
All right, I'll be turning constantly,
yes,
checking with our viewers what they would like to say. If you want to contribute to tonight's program, you can leave your comments on our Facebook page on the live stream there. Also, we're going to speak about what we started yesterday, and that's ways of having your sins forgiven. This is part two. Yesterday, we spoke about walking to the masjid, staying in the masjid between two prayers, and wudu at a time of maybe difficulty. Now, Brother Safwan, what else do we have tonight?
Wallahi akhi nidal, we will continue, Allahu alam, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, where we left off yesterday, and that is the hadith of al-kafarat, in which Allah Azza wa Jal asks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the kafarat? The kafarat being the expiators. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to which he replies, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, مَشُّ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَعَاتِ وَالْجُلُوسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِسْبَاغُ الْوُضُوءِ فِي الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ قال ثم فيما قلت إطعام الطعام ولين الكلام والصلاة بالليل والناس نيام. Being what we discussed yesterday, the three, walking to the masjid, sitting in the masjid, and doing wudu.
Perfecting the wudu. I forgot to mention,
yes,
it. Perfecting the wudu.
Of course, of course. And today, inshallah, will be feeding food to the need to people in general, and especially to the poor and needy. Softness and kindness in speech towards others, and praying the night prayer whilst others are asleep.
Beautiful actions.
Naam, sahih, subhanallah. And obviously we are discussing these simple actions which wipe away sin in mass, because A, we are in a blessed time where deeds are most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal more than any other time during the year, and because we want to make the most of this season that we're in now. And these actions that we are discussing are very simple actions, not things that need superpower or super worship activity. Anyone can do these actions.
Now, as you mentioned, we are in the blessed days of the Al-Hijjah. This is actually the fifth night.
SubhanAllah.
How fast have the days flown?
Real quick, real quick. It's very scary. Very scary. How the night follows the day, and you feel none of it. You wake up, it's night time again.
As we said yesterday, next Monday is the day of Arafah. We're going to speak about that. And Monday or Tuesday is the Eid al-Adha, the day of Eid.
Naam.
And after that, we have the blessed days of al-Tashriq, beautiful days we're going to speak about as well. So let's start with the fourth category of this beautiful discussion.
Naam, it'aam al-ta'aam, feeding in general, feeding food to people, and to the poor and needy. Especially, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and what makes this action and this deed so special is that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions it in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions it in his speech to his Sahaba in the Ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his virtue. And from him, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. This is an attribute of the believers, that they feed they feed food to the poor and to the needy and to the and to the ones that have been imprisoned, and subhanallah, they do this for no other than for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in return Allah Azza wa Jal grants them paradise. This is one of the most virtuous actions a person can do, is feed the poor and the needy and those that are around him. And this shows of a very good trait in this person, is that he thinks of the people around him, subhanallah.
This is the believer. He thinks of those who are near around him, or who may be doing it tough. So He won't allow this person doing it tough to even have to ask. He will provide for him, whether it's food, as this great attribute mentions, or other things, like, for example, lending money to someone. Someone's doing it tough. They let him have to come and ask you.
Help
him yourself.
If you see your brother, he's in need, you're there for him. Subhanallah. Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in regards to feeding, he says, "At'imu al-ja'i'." It's an order from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Feed the hungry. Feed the hungry. Don't let the people around you be lesser than you in the essentials of life. So if you can't, if you see someone that cannot eat, okay, and you have the ability to feed them, then you must do so.
Especially in these 10 days. It's the best time to do good deeds. So for example, next Monday is the day of Arafah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you feed people to break their fast?
Yes, give the opportunity.
Let me just fix this phone up, Saf. It's making too many alerts. Keep going, please.
No worries. Yani, subhanAllah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah Azza wa Jal, he will not believe. By Allah Azza wa Jal, he will not believe. By Allah Azza wa Jal, he will not believe. And this only alludes to the severity of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to say. Man bata shab'anan wa jaruhu ja'i'. He who sleeps on a full stomach and his neighbor is hungry, this person will not believe. This is an oath by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this person's lack of iman, to say the least. Subhanallah. It is a serious and important topic to discuss, because Islam took it seriously. Feeding the people around you and disregarding the people around you. In the case where you disregard them and disregard the fact that there are hungry people, if not in your street, in your community, in your community, in your country, then in the world, you know, we have, although we are in a country where we're blessed to have, you know, food, endless supply of food,
ranges of food, choose whatever you like to
but
eat.
There are people, and they're not too far away, and maybe even in Australia there are people
for sure
that are misfortunate and
doing it tough,
yes, to say the least, doing it tough. Yani, subhanallah. Islam came to take care of this category of people, subhanAllah.
So this is a must for us to do. It's not that, as we alluded to before, they shouldn't have to ask.
If
it's your neighbor. You know, how many hadiths stress about, you know, treating your neighbor? If you're making, you know, a pot of food, add extra water to it so you can have more, so you can give your neighbor.
Naam, subhanAllah.
So this is a must for us being Muslims, to help our fellow humans, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims. Especially being in Australia, where we are a minority, we should try to help and serve the community as much as we can, seeking the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the verse mentioned in Surah Al-Insan, I think you mentioned, they do it for what? Seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for worldly reason, not for fame, not for reputation, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the action sincerely for Him, seeking the reward in this life, in terms of getting more good deeds, and in the next life, seeking the Jannah.
SubhanAllah, and the Sahaba and those that followed them from the pious predecessors, Ya Akhi Nidal, understood the verse, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that they would forego their own comfort, they would forego their own leisure and pleasure for their brothers and sisters in Islam, so they can fill this gap that this brother or this sister or this underprivileged person is going through, subhanAllah. They will forego their likings and their pleasure so that they can cover for their brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is the way a Muslim should be in all times and in all places. He is where his brother needs him to be. He is there for him, to aid him and to support him in the time of hardship.
Especially today, if you look like the situations we're facing today, and you just have to look at the news. I wanted to mention it at the start of the program, but you know, we're basically in drought in New South Wales.
Sahih.
How many people are doing it tough because of the drought?
Mm-hmm.
Also, today, whoever watched the news would have seen the drastic measures being taken, especially down south of Sydney towards Nowra. There's like bushfires. Now, this is something as well. Like, People need one another. They need to support one another. The community, what makes it, is individuals supporting one another.
It's sort of like a networking, a network between everyone. So everyone understands what page you're on. The person shouldn't think of it, wallah, if I give my brother or I support my brother or I support my sister, they may know I'm well off or I have enough money, and then a lot of people are going to come and knock on my door and ask for help. It doesn't have to be the case. Yani, you shouldn't think that way. That's maybe shaitan speaking to you and telling you, don't help. In the case where you can help and where you must help, you have to stand up for the role.
You have to do what you can, according to your means. If your mother was in need, if your mother was starving, you're not going to let her starve. You're going to feed her according to your ability.
Sahih.
Your neighbor, your cousins, your relative, your friends. Likewise, the wider community. We're all part of the community. Building blocks. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yani, and I believe that's yani the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing the ummah. The ummah, when one part of the body is aching.
The rest of the body aches.
Yes, the rest of the body aches when one body has a shortfall. They say, the rest of the body, you know, is up ready to protect it, to help it, to aid it.
At the same time, we always have to be aware and remind one another. Where things like drought, where rain is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold the rain due to the sin that we are committing. So what do we need to be doing? Seeking Allah's forgiveness.
Sahih.
Doing the good deeds and avoiding the evil deeds.
Sahih.
This
Sahih.
Is a must. We have to reflect.
No.
As Nuh told his people when they were in committing shirk, he told them to seek forgiveness from your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will send down rain for you in abundance.
Subhanallah.
In abundance.
No.
So as a whole, that's what we need to be doing as well.
بالفعل,
and not this name calling, it's your fault, it's your fault. It's our fault collectively. Let's repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing the good deeds and avoiding the bad deeds.
Subhanallah.
Now today, Saif, I forgot to mention, it's currently 21 degrees, but quite windy, wasn't it?
Windy? Subhanallah, this weather is very, very funny.
Severely windy. Severe wind, if you want to say.
It's funny because you put a jumper on, you get very hot because it's 21 degrees and it's Allahu Alam warmer than usual.
Currently 21 degrees. It was warmer during the day.
Yes. So you put your jacket on, you get hot. You take your jacket off, and then you get cold, or you can get sick because of the wind.
Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of the weather for the rest of the week. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Tomorrow is 20 and fine. Friday 19 degrees. Saturday, Sunday, very windy. They're predicting 22 on Sunday, 16 on Afwan. 22 on Saturday, 16 on Sunday. Quite windy, but so be careful.
Continuous wind. Yeah, need to
Saturday, Sunday, they're predicting very windy conditions.
La ilaha illallah.
So we have to be quite careful.
No.
Now, Saif, I don't know if we should comment about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just off track, what some of these politicians have been saying. Mm. You know, we don't get too political.
No, we don't.
But I think everyone's speaking about it, so we should at least just touch upon it a bit, what someone said about Muslims, and that Muslims should be prevented from entering the country, and that Muslims are to blame for many of the problems that people are being faced with today. That is...
Bloody hooligan.
Bloody hooligan. That is... this person is very... I'm not going to mention his name. Doesn't deserve to be mentioned, but he is misinformed. So as Muslims, we should educate ourselves. This is what I'm getting to. I don't like... to speak about this or that, but as Muslims we should engage with the community, being wise and well informed, unlike this so-called person, what he said yesterday, and those who are supporting him. You know, there is a very racist element in the Australian community, not all but some.
Yes.
And we have to be well informed, be well educated, and engage the Australian community with wisdom and fair preaching. Hikmah. That's what we have to be doing. Take these opportunities to give da'wah.
Sahih. Yani, with this one-minded or one-way, you know, narrow-minded thoughts that they come up with or regurgitate, if you'd like to say, only creates a friction and a division and a divide. But we should counter that with what you said, subhanAllah, with wisdom and know how to make from lemonade.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
You like lemonade, do you?
Oh, yani, not bad.
Okay, so do engage. I know you may be at work, at school, at uni, whatever you may be, sport, park, whatever. Engage with your fellow Australian, if you like to say.
Sahih.
Speak to them.
Sometimes
tell them what Islam is.
Sometimes the other party or the other person there may want to interact or engage, but they have the issue of, you know, initiating that engagement or that discussion out of fear, maybe, or out of fear of what is to come out of you, what's to come from you. So maybe a smile, a simple smile, would initiate this discussion. A simple hello, g'day, you know. So initiation is very important as well.
Like this person said as well, at least you can call him is a clown.
Yep.
He said, like, out of every 1,000, 50 are bad.
Mm-hmm.
50 want to kill us, as he mentioned, to repeat his words.
Hmm.
Like, if you were to implement that on the Muslims today,
hmm.
I mean, there's 500,000 Muslims to say, at least. So if you want to take, you know, what he said, 50 out of every 1,000, what would be happening in the streets today? Chaos. Absolute garbage and rubbish. Wallahi. Yeah. Subhanallah.
I don't know who gives these people a chance to talk.
It's his first speech as well. I think will be his last speech. May Allah rid us of people like him. And that's what we should do. Make dua. And you never know. This is an opportunity to give da'wah, to invite people to Islam, to show the people the true Islam, what Islam is. Islam is nothing but submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. That's what it is. We're not doing anything that we came and made up. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be patient, my dear brothers and sisters.
No.
This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall into despair. Take it as an opportunity to call others to La ilaha illallah, these great words that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, mm-hmm. and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is Allah's final messenger, final prophet. What else do we have, Saf? Have we finished that point, feeding the needy?
Yes, we have. And you know what? Your transition was very important, because the next one is As-salatu bil-layl wa nasu niyam, prayer in the night whilst others are asleep. And why your transition is important is because in times of hardship and in times of this, if you wanted to call it despair, or in times of trials and tribulations, the way of the pious, the way of the Sahaba, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was that they turned to prayer, especially the night prayer. And in the Quran, it is a characteristic from the characteristics of those that are from the people of paradise. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. So they were from those that used to stand up the night in prayer, subhanAllah. For standing up in the night in prayer is from the actions that get you to paradise and wipe away sin in mass and connect you to Allah Azza wa Jal in the time of need.
Prayer. Again. Yeah. SubhanAllah, the first three actions are connected to prayer that we spoke about yesterday, and another one here, the night prayer. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned yesterday, the best prayer, or in previous episodes, the best prayer after the obligatory is the night prayer.
Naam, SubhanAllah. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells Bani Israel in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Yani in the times of hardship, in the times of despair, in the times of need, seek Allah Azza wa Jal through patience and prayer.
And also in Surah Nuh, once again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that man has been created anxious. If good comes his way, he becomes stingy and a miser. If hardship comes his way, he becomes impatient and anxious. Except who? Except those who establish the prayer.
No,
those who are regular in their prayers. Those who stick to their prayer, preserve their prayer, establish the prayer in its right time, fulfilling the pillars of the prayer, the recommendations of the prayer, that which is obligatory in the prayer, the sunnah of the prayer.
No.
Prayer, your whole life should revolve around prayer. Yeah. It's very important. And the night prayer has so much benefit. So much, how can we say, it gives you tools, gives you the ability to put up with the things you're facing in life. It's like a spiritual energy that you may have, and it's only for those who establish the night prayer.
No, subhanAllah, it's like a hotline. It's the night prayer is like a hotline.
I'm loving your quote. Loving your
you love it.
What do
you call them?
Analogies.
Yeah, it's a hotline, man. It's a direct call to Allah Azza wa Jal. And as is narrated in the hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal descends to the lowest of heavens, it's asking who is repenting so I can repent upon them, who's asking so I can give them, who is asking forgiveness so I can forgive them. So it's a direct hotline to Allah Azza wa Jal. That which you want, He is there for you.
So the best time to pray the night prayer is the last third of the night. How do we work out the night? From Maghrib Till Fajr.
And then split it.
Split it.
And then, you know.
And then get the third after, or get the third, really.
Yes, the third. So
let's say today, what would the time was Maghrib today?
5:20.
Let's say 5:30.
Argument's sake, 5:30.
Let's say Fajr was 5:30. It's a bit earlier now. Yes. 5:30.
So you got the 10 hours. 12 hours.
Last 3 hours is the last third of the night.
Sahih.
Perfect.
No, the last 4 hours.
Last 4 hours is the last third of the night. 12. So last quarter, yep.
Yep, so 12.
I think I got to redo mass, huh?
Yeah, so the last 4 hours is the last third of the night, subhanAllah.
The last third, that's what I break it up into a third. I break it up into a quarter.
Yes.
Didn't I?
Yes.
Khair, inshallah.
Allah barik fik.
The last 4 hours, the last few hours.
Yani.
Be correct.
And the person that wakes up in that last, you know, couple of hours of the night, let him stand to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even if it's two rak'at, you know, it doesn't have to be something where, again, it doesn't have to be super actions where he's standing for 5 ajza' a night. You know, some people can't. Obviously, the more the merrier, the better, and the longer, the more khushu' Allahu alam. But that's not necessarily the case. You know, you can pray 2 rak'at with Qul Huwallahu Ahad and Qul A'udhu Birabbil Falaq, for example, and have khushu' more than if you were to stand up for 5 ajza', because you can't handle that. SubhanAllah. Every person knows their capability and their khushu'. And consistency is the goal.
You know what? This is linked to the night prayer. And I know you like reading these topics because we've discussed it before.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep in the early part of the night,
mm-hmm,
and getting up early.
No.
I read listened to what one specialist said, that the more hours you get before midnight,
mm-hmm,
the better quality sleep it is. So if you sleep early, as we know, some would get up, sleep early, sleep a part of the night, get up for part of the night, sleep a bit more, mm-hmm, and get up for the last third of the night.
There's an Arab analogy, or Lebanese one to be exact, and you can translate that. Nam bakir, ufiq bakir, ushuf al-sahha kif bitsir.
I think you should translate it. Sleep early.
Yeah.
Get up early and see how your health will be.
Yeah. So that's analogy they call
Allah. Even if you sleep early and you get up like 2 hours before Fajr.
Sahih.
I guarantee you, after you get used to it, you'll feel better than sleeping at midnight and getting up at Fajr.
طبعاً, يعني, subhanAllah, having that pattern of sleep or being consistent in your sleep is very important for the body. And I think, Allahu Alam, if I'm not wrong, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's a hadith, بُورِكَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. So there's a barakah for the ummah in being
early hours.
In the early hours, subhanAllah.
Now, we know that after Isha, it's recommended to sleep and not to stay up for no Islamic reason.
No.
You know what I mean? So this is what our Prophet ﷺ recommended us. So if we do sleep early, that will give us energy to firstly get up for Fajr prayer, which is one of the obligatory prayers, and secondly, to do some worship in the last third of the night. And it's better for your body physically if you get used to it.
No.
Sleeping late is an issue, and this affects your body. And sadly, many of us stay up late on video games, Netflix, TV, internet, social media, and the rest of it. So let's try to sleep early so we can establish praying while the people are
asleep.
Still sleeping.
No, sahih, subhanAllah. And maybe to get your body used to it and to get yourself into that routine, doing the one-off, you know, sort of, you know, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to pray 4 hours of the
Tahajjud. Allahu Akbar.
But
do it for one night, then
it's over. So it's doing something consistently and in small portions, maybe, to get your body used to it. Allahu Alam is a lot more healthy.
As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that which is regular,
mm-hmm,
even if it's a small amount, is better than that which is a large amount, and then you stop doing it.
Sahih, subhanAllah.
And getting used to something is better. Obviously, you know, pray 2 rak'ah to start off with.
No.
Try to sleep earlier. Try to get your body clock right, and you will see the benefits. Bi'idhnillahi Ta'ala, are we going to have one more tonight, Saf?
We should have one more, and that's the last one, Allahu Alam. And that is Leenul Kalam. This is
massive. Kind,
yes, very important. It's very important. And subhanAllah, if we look at what we discussed yesterday and today, the first one and the second one, they all related to public relation. You know, the first three they are all related to public relation and having a healthy community. SubhanAllah, yani all these discussions, all these points that we discussed, even the night prayer, because to have a healthy community or have a healthy relationship with the community, you need to have a healthy relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla and with yourself to begin with. And that's where the night prayer comes in. And then all the other ones, you know, walking and sitting and having discussions with your brothers and feeding and making wudu, cleanliness in that case, this is all got to do with having a healthy and a good community.
Now, gentle speech is one of the most important things.
Sahih.
Today, one of the biggest problems we have, you know, from a family point of view and from the community as a whole, is how we address one another, how we speak to one another. And you can apply this to all walks of life, whether it be in the universities, the schools, the workplace, in the street, in the masajid, in the homes. By default, my dear brothers and sisters, we should be gentle in our speech, gentle with others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to the greatest oppressor, the greatest tyrant to set foot on this earth. And what did he tell him? Speak to him with kind words. So maybe he may remember. No. He may turn back. No. He may believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not Musa. Musa is one of the greatest messengers of Allah. And definitely whoever we're going to is not going to reach the level of Fir'aun.
Naam, sahih. And you've got Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes. And it's very relevant to the time that we are in now to remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his father, for example. It's mentioned in the Quran in Surah Maryam. Many verses when the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was speaking to his father, he was not speaking to him and belittling him, although his father was a kafir or a disbeliever in this case. He'd say, Ya Abati, with respect.
Beautiful. Ya Abati, my dear father.
My dear father, with respect. And that's the way a believer should be.
And Azar, Ibrahim's father, wasn't only an idol worshipper. He used to make the idols with his hands.
Naam.
And he spoke to his son in a harsh manner.
Sahih.
That he's going to physically harm Ibrahim alayhi salam. And look how Ibrahim would address him.
Naam, subhanallah. And this but reminds us of the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and say to the people and have goodness in speech. And in another verse, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ commands us in this case, or tells us to speak good to the people. It's important to have goodness in speech and goodness in manners towards others in all our affairs.
Now, dear brother Saf, how much do we have left with this this point? Because we've sadly come to the conclusion of tonight's program, almost. Isha Adan is in a, you know, around 8 minutes in Sydney.
Subhanallah.
6:56 Sydney
almost
time.
Finished, subhanallah.
So we can wrap it up or continue tomorrow night.
Wallah, we can wrap it up and we can continue tomorrow night. And
whatever you prefer.
Wallah, I don't mind, ya akhi nidal. In the case, yani subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, yani tells us and reminds us to say goodness and to be wary. To be wary of those around us, especially in the time of hardship. Subhanallah. May Allah bless us and forgive us and aid us to do good.
Ameen. Barakallahu feek, brother Safwan. Jazakallah khair for being with us. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in on the Bayan Radio on 107.9 FM in Sydney, on our Wi-Fi radios, or our app, all those watching on Facebook.
Yeah.
Barakallahu feekum. But before I conclude, another reminder, we mentioned it in yesterday's episode, that from September 30, there will no longer be any Al-Bayan narrowband stream or service. And the narrowband radios are the older radios that we first bring out many years ago. They're basically the one that uses the antenna. It's either black in color or gray. These will be phased out. The last day they will operate is September 30, end of next month. For those who are currently listening to us on these devices, you can come into Al-Bayan Radio Studios in Sydney, Belmore, and replace it. We'll give you a free Wi-Fi radio. So you can continue listening to Al-Bayan Radio. We will continue broadcasting on our app and the Wi-Fi radios, online on our website, and through platforms like TuneIn. So we will continue bi-iznillahi ta'ala, and we will be on FM until the 25th of August bi-iznillahi ta'ala. And until tomorrow night, we'd like to say to you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.